KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the state wrestling championships concluded Saturday in Des Moines, and John McConkey of Atlantic Cam capped off the state wrestling final Saturday night, winning the Class 2A 285-pound championship with a 7-6 win over Spencer Trennery of Clarion Goldfield Dows. McConkey was very confident coming into the tournament after last year's runner-up finish. He said his only plan was to win.
I didn't use it much. I didn't look back on it much. You know, the past is the past, and I just kept moving forward, and I knew I put in the work, and tonight I knew I was the better wrestler. I kept telling myself I'm going to go out and win this thing, and I did.
McConkey is usually lighter and smaller than most of his opponents, who are closer to the 285-pound limit. So what makes him a champion?
Lower man wins. Guy with the best conditioning wins. Guy with the top strength wins. Guy with the most heart wins. I felt I had all those things and more.
Atlantic Cam coach Tim Duff says 285 was a tough weight class, but having the experience from last year paid off for McConkey.
We thought that 2A class was loaded with some outstanding wrestlers, some outstanding athletes, and, you know, we knew coming in he had his work cut out for him. You know, we thought to our advantage, you know, we had wrestled in the finals, and that was, you know, what it came back to is, you know, you've been here before, go out and do what you do.
McConkey finishes the year 61-1 with a state championship. Gabe Pauly of AHSTW is also a state champion. He won the Class 1A 170-pound state title with a 6-5 win over Bryce Werderman of Lisbon. Pauly ends a perfect senior season with a mark of 60-0. Caleb Sanders of Glenwood was a winner. He won the Class 3A 285-pound title with a 3-2 win over Dylan Olson of Dubuque Hempstead in the championship. Alex Thompson of Underwood won his fourth career state title with an 18-6 major decision over Kobe Siebrecht of Lisbon. Other area medalists, including Class 2A, Benjamin Schmitz of Kemper Catholic, who was third at 106, Cole Hansen of Atlantic Cam, who was sixth at 126, Chase McLaren of Atlantic Cam placed seventh at 132, Mitchell Swank of Creston OM was seventh at 145, Justin McCunn of Red Oak placed eighth at 152, Thomas Bentley of Red Oak placed third at 182, Nick Foss of Harlan was a third place finisher at 195, Blake Severe of Creston OM was seventh place finisher at 190 at 285. In Class 1A from the area, Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia finished second at 113. Blake Thompson of Underwood was third at 120. Also, Wyatt Crocker of Logan Magnolia was fifth at 126. Tegan Lundquist of Southwest Valley was seventh at 126. And Danny Nordquist of Panorama was eighth at that class. Logan James of Underwood was seventh at 132. Wyatt Appleseth of Panorama was eighth. At 145, Garrett Thompson of Logan Magnolia placed fourth. At 152, Skeeter Bostwick of Missouri Valley was fourth. At 170, Nathan Haynes of Missouri Valley was third. And Gunnar Grunstead of Panorama was eighth. At 182, Trevor Carey of Panorama placed fourth. And Derek Van Tiger of Bedford Lennox was seventh. Dalton Holmes of Panorama was eighth at 195. Tom Reef of Missouri Valley was the runner-up at 220. Aaron Olson of Mo Valley was eighth at 285. In Class 3A, at 145, Trevor Anderson of Glenwood was third. And Gabriel Kelgard of Lewis Central was sixth. Lanny Herzog of Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln was sixth at 152. Anthony Sherry of Glenwood was third at 182, while Isaac Bales of Glenwood placed fourth at 220 on Saturday night. All of the fireworks in the Iowa-Iowa State wrestling duel occurred after it was over. Iowa State earned its only points in a 35-6 loss when Iowa decided to forfeit at 197 pounds. That was a move that left first-year Cyclone coach Kevin Dresser furious.
And I think we've got guys that got black and gold-itis, singlet-itis, that they're intimidated by the black and gold singlet. And I get it because I wore one, and I saw guys crumble just because of the singlet, the color of singlet I was wearing. And so we've got some guys that, truth be told, have that a little bit. A few guys, and then we had some guys that were just outmanned, and we had some guys that were, just didn't get it done.
Cyclones managed only one takedown on the day, dropping its 14th straight duel in that series. Well, girls high school basketball Saturday night, regionals last over the weekend, including Class 3A Region 1. The championship went to Sioux Center. They beat South Central Calhoun 73-43. In Region 8 in 3A, Red Oak wins the title 79-69 over Cherokee Washington. In Class 4A Region 1, in a semifinal, Denison beat Storm Lake 64-38. Also in Class 4A regional semifinals, in Region 8, it was Bishop Heelan Catholic over Glenwood 60-20. Lewis Central topping ADM 57-25. In a Class 5A regional semifinal, in Region 4, Southeast Polk beat Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 55-33. Tonight, girls regional finals. Class 1A Region 7, Atavoca, Exira EHK will face Boyer Valley with a state tournament trip on the line. That's a 7 o'clock start time. We'll have that game for you here on our website. It'll be on our TV page. Audio only. We're not allowed to do video postseason games, but we'll have the audio broadcast at KJAN.com on the TV page. And as soon as our broadcast of the Atlantic boys basketball game concludes, that starts a half an hour earlier, then we'll have the rest of that game on the air here at AM 1220 and FM 101.1. I'll be over in Avoca tonight for that ball game. Also in 2A Region 7 at Red Oak, Trainer plays Mount Air tonight. And in 2A Region 8, IKM Manning will play West Sioux at Mapleton with state tournament berths on the line. Boys basketball postseason continues tonight as well. Class 3A District semifinals. Atlantic opens up the Sub-State 8 tonight at Glenwood as they'll play Denison this evening in a 6:30 contest. They just beat Denison the other night in the final regular season game of the year, and they'll open up the postseason with Denison. We'll have that game for you tonight. Chris will have all the action for you this evening. 6:30 is tip time. Atlantic, Denison at Glenwood tonight here on KJAN. Second game of that doubleheader tonight, ADM will play Glenwood at 8. Also at Harlan tonight, a doubleheader. Carroll plays Creston at 6:30. Perry faces Harlan at 8 o'clock. In 4A District semis tonight, Sioux City North is at Lewis Central. Thomas Jefferson is at Sioux City West in boys hoops. The Iowa Hawkeye women claimed their fifth straight victory Sunday as Megan Gustafson scored 25 points, and the Hawkeyes rolled to an 88-61 win over Wisconsin as the Hawks moved to 9-5 in the Big Ten, 21-6 overall. In top 25 men's college hoops yesterday, 19th-ranked Wichita State beat number 5 Cincinnati 76-72. Number 6 Purdue over Penn State 76-73. 22nd-rated Michigan beat number 8 Ohio State 74-62. And 12th-ranked Duke over number 11 Clemson 66-57. Well, the number 3 car found its way to victory lane at the Daytona 500 20 years after Dale Earnhardt's only victory in the Great American Race. Austin Dillon grabbed the lead on the final lap in overtime and took the checkered flag 17 years to the day that Earnhardt was killed in an accident on the final lap at Daytona. Dillon got a push from teammate Darrell Bubba Wallace Jr. that helped him get to leader Eric Almirola. Dillon spun Almirola, then whizzed on by to give his grandfather, owner Richard Childress, an iconic victory in that number 3 car. Wallace finished second after becoming the first black driver in the Daytona field since 1969. Denny Hamlin was third, followed by Joey Logano and Chris Buescher. Ryan Blaney led a race-high 118 laps, but faded to seventh after giving the win away in regulation. He wrecked defending champion Kurt Busch, who was trying to reclaim his lead. The crash set off a 12-car melee involving numerous top contenders. In golf, Bubba Watson has ended a two-year victory drought as he won his third triumph at the Riviera. Also in baseball news, the San Diego Padres and free agent first baseman Eric Hosmer have reportedly reached a preliminary agreement on an 8-year contract reportedly worth $144 million pending a physical. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.